So Dan Nalen, let's hear about Pioneer Theatre Company first.
Yeah, Pioneer has opened its season with a musical, and I know anyone who's listened regularly to this station knows I am not the biggest fan of musical theatre whatsoever. But In the Heights, and this is the regional premiere of the play, really kind of allayed my fears. There's a lot of great hip-hop music, kind of Latin-flavored music. The whole show takes place in Washington Heights, probably 30 years ago, before it was gentrified, at the north end of Manhattan, Dominican Republican neighborhood.
A little bit like West Side Story, kind of?
A little bit. You have an immigrant couple trying to raise enough money to keep their daughter in Stanford. You have a young shop owner whose parents died when he was young. Ooh. So you have a lot of these really strong, great characters, and the music is just really modern and energetic. As soon as it starts, I knew this is great. This is the last weekend of In the Heights, so that's a great option. Another really interesting option, the Classical Greek Theater Festival, which people might know about. It's been going for 42 years here in Salt Lake City.
Right.
They do the play first thing in the morning, not quite as early as the Greeks did back in 400 BC or whatever it was.
Yeah.
But Sophocles' Antigone is the show this year, and it's a really modernized take that draws parallels to the Arab Spring, Occupy Wall Street protests. There's, you know, social media things going on. So you have Sophocles' words, but you have characters up there with cell phones and iPads sort of documenting protests against Creon, the leader that they are angry with for punishing Antigone for burying her brother, as was the tradition at the time. So a really cool thing. And it's just really great to go. You're outside. It's 9 in the morning at Red Butte Garden.
So
it runs
dress warm for fall weather.
Yeah, especially now that we've gotten a little colder. But you show up with a cup of coffee and a little breakfast, watch a play. It starts at 9 a.m. both Saturday and Sunday, and should be plenty of tickets available for that. So both plays. This is the last weekend to catch both.
All right. Thanks, Dan.
You betcha.